Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We take you to the outer reaches of the galaxy, where sports talk doesn't quite sound like anything on this planet.
Yeah!
Into outer space, where voices echo without making any sense.
Have we been doing what?
It's mornings on the mothership.
Hello.
Which means it's the middle of the night somewhere.
I was just wondering how the Lakers doing.
Well, the season's over.
Well, that's what can happen with two root beers and seven Oreo cookies.
You better take your raincoat.
Welcome aboard the mothership.
Happy Thursday to you, everybody. We come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. Home is more than a house. It's a personal paradise. Get yours. Rocket Mortgage. Push button. Get mortgage. Thanks so much for being with us. Coming up this hour on the show in about 20 minutes, we are stunned to a news. And in 40 minutes, Kevin Durant. Could we see him back on the basketball court this summer with Team USA in the Olympics? We'll discuss coming up this morning here on the show in this hour. Next hour, Bonzi Wells will join us, 12-year NBA veteran, to talk about things going into the All-Star break. We've been talking about the Myles Garrett suspension that was lifted yesterday. I think the NFL actually got it right. Ultimately, it was a 6-game suspension. That, to me, feels right. They didn't allow him back into the news cycle this season. I think that was the right deal. They don't allow this to hang over the Browns franchise until next season. I think that was right. They were benefited by timing that it happened with 6 weeks to play and not 10 weeks to play, not 16 weeks to play, not 2 weeks to play. But ultimately, I think this is fine, especially considering that Myles Garrett, by all reports, has been a model-type citizen off of the field and helpful in charitable endeavors and within that community. So to me, 6 games, gone, done, and now you allow him to re-enter the fray for the Browns. Lakers also get the win last night in Denver, the top two teams of the West going at it. The Lakers, a very impressive 23-5 on the road, winning in overtime last night in the Mile High City. So that has been on the table so far this morning on the show. Here's your phone number, 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227 on Twitter, DA on CBS. The Astros have a chance today to at least get on the right side of the public perception, the public conversation. To this point in time, they've done everything, and I mean everything wrong besides firing A.J. Hinch and Jeff Luhnow. Everything else has been a mistake. It has been a mistake to deny. It has been a mistake to hide behind the, quote, investigation. It has been a mistake to guarantee that they'll be back in the World Series like Jose Altuve did at FanFest. It's been a mistake to be completely silent. It's been a mistake to allow all the other details of this to come out without you being in front of it. Like the Wall Street Journal report, like the Athletic story, and like the former Astros doing the right thing and apologizing. Dallas Keuchel, Marwin Gonzalez, Charlie Morton, the former guys have apologized and gotten in front of it. The current guys have not. So apparently today, or last night, Jim Crane met with the Astros players, and today they'll finally speak. The first thing they cannot do is say, Well, we're not going to answer any questions about the investigation. The first thing they cannot do is say, we're only here to talk about baseball. That is absolutely off the table. It doesn't take much, but a little bit of contrition will go a long way. And the Astros need to not get defensive about this because they cheated the game, their opponents, through not a lighthearted, one-time thing that maybe they had made a mistake. No, this was season-long, and I would say multiple season-long, entrenched organizational cheating. You can't just simply apologize it away or get defensive or say, well, it's not that big a deal. No, it is. It's a huge deal. Your manager and your GM both got the zig, and guys that were on your bench or playing also lost their jobs because of it within other organizations. But my guess is the one thing they'll stay away from is the buzzer. This idea that Jose Altuve was wearing a buzzer during the ALCS this year when he hit his game-winning home run off of Aroldis Chapman to beat the Yankees. My guess is they will stay as far as possible away from that. Major League Baseball's investigation did not find evidence on that front, even though the Twitter police have been all over that.
I'm not on Twitter or Facebook right now.
Aaron Boone, manager of the Yankees, on this point yesterday, you could hear, is not convinced it didn't happen.
That's certainly one of those great unknowns, and certainly, you know, I've spent time, as I'm sure a lot of people have, you know, wondering all the things that could have potentially been going on, and probably we'll never know for sure, frankly. The range of emotions has been huge. You know, you're mad, frustrated, disappointed, but you also know there's a time to move on, and there's, you know, I don't really dwell on the things that I don't really am able to control.
Look, if I was Aaron Boone, if I was the Yankees, I'd be bent too. I'd be bent about 2017. If I'm the Dodgers, I'm bent about 2017. And if I'm the Yankees last year with the ALCS, they can't completely be confident the buzzer stuff didn't happen. And the Astros can't have the depths of the cheating, which they did, an organizational program called Code Breakers, emails sent within the front office to the GM called the Dark Arts. You can't have multiple former players apologizing for the cheating. You can't have multiple members of your organization suspended for the year and then fired. You can't have the extent of this cheating without major doubt that you didn't go even further than what is the evidence gives you. And once A.J. Hinch seemingly ducked the question with Tom Verducci last week on MLB Network, now A.J. Hinch having to once again circle back around for his answer, and you can hear in Aaron Boone's voice that he's not convinced it didn't happen. You know, I think there's a lot to this. And I know that there's, the internet allows for conspiracy theorists and conspiracy theories to burn hot. It is the perfect kind of calculus. It's the perfect equation for this type of thing. You have a lot of like-minded conspiracy theorists that can all get together from all different walks of life, all different parts of the globe, and they can exchange their little piece of evidence with screenshots and with slow motion replay, and they could all kind of build on one another. And once you hear somebody else say what you think might have happened, gives it some life, well, then now suddenly it has an entire life of its own. You get more confident, you get more emboldened, and then it feeds on itself. This is how these things happen. All the craziest conspiracy theories that you know didn't happen have a place on the internet where people come together and build it into something it is not. But here's the thing about this. hearing A.J. Hinch avoid the question with Verducci, then to read his statement about avoiding the question, and to hear Aaron Boone, who, let's face it, Boone and people within the circle of Major League Baseball, especially managers like Boone who lost to the Astros, have more information than the general public at large. He's talking to people within the MLB front office. He's talking to his owners, who I'm sure have a voice in the MLB investigation or have some type of connection to people within that investigation. You know, they've got better info and better intel than anybody. The fact that Aaron Boone is openly questioning whether they can believe that they did not use a buzzer is, to me, fascinating. Because this wasn't 2017. This is 2019. Which means that the Astros cheating, which the league office had basically kind of very comfortably defined as the season of 2017. So we just kind of put that in a question. Begs, well, what about up until last year? And is it only important if you win the World Series? Or is it important if you've even been to the ALCS or won the division or even played a game? A.J. Hinch's statement to SI, quote, after my interview last week with Tom Verducci, there has been a significant reaction to my answer to the buzzer question. To be clear, I have never seen any such device. I am not aware of any such device existing or being utilized by the Astros, players, or another team. So he avoids the question last week and says, hey, the investigation didn't turn up anything by Major League Baseball. I believe it. Then says, I'm not aware of any such device. And Aaron Boone is saying, yeah, I don't feel great about any of this. There is a lot of reason to believe that it happened. And also, let's bring this point up. Is Jose Altuve going to steal signs, have the entire organization, Alex Cora, Carlos Beltran, A.J. Hinch, Jeff Luhnow, everybody involved, is he going to steal signs in 2017, not get punished, win a World Series, and then immediately everybody within the organization stops cheating? I mean, that's what Major League Baseball's trying to tell us, that this was a 2017 thing, and that by 2018, because of a strongly worded memo, they stopped it all. They didn't do it anymore. Even though the first memo didn't stop them from doing it. So we are led to believe that a GM that gets emails about cheating, a front office with a computer program to cheat, and players who have created a power structure of how to cheat and when to cheat and what to cheat with, suddenly stopped without any punishment from Major League Baseball. They just decided, you know what, we're going to knock this off. We're going to cut this out. And when it comes to a buzzer that may have been on Jose Altuve, he hits the game-winning home run of the ALCS. His inclination is not to celebrate with his teammates, but instead to make sure his jersey is not pulled off. When it is not pulled off, instead of staying on the field, he decides to run into the clubhouse to change into a T-shirt. And that when his manager is asked about the buzzer, number one, evades the question, then number two says, I'm not aware of it. And then a manager that was beaten by said team, who would have some pretty good inside intel information, is essentially publicly saying, yeah, we don't believe them. It's a tough sell. Tough sell.
You are a machine of death.
I don't think Aaron Boone, nor do the Yankees, believe that they didn't use a buzzer. And I don't believe most of baseball believes they didn't use a buzzer. And if you think banging a garbage can is cheating, well, having something manually on you, attached to you, that buzzes so that you don't even have to listen for the garbage can above the din of the crowd is the next level of cheating. I think baseball doesn't want to go there, but I think the rest of the teams and the managers and the manager, A.J. Hams himself, knows that there's reason to believe that it was used. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. Twitter, DA on CBS. Pete the Body, if I said, you got to put money down right now, a big chunk of change, do you believe the Astros used the buzzer, Jose Altuve, on that home run? Would it be yes or no?
Yes, I do.
Because Boone is clearly questioning it, or you thought that before that?
I think because it's come into question. Now, at the time, I didn't think much of cheating or anything like that. But
when he hit the home run.
When he hit the home run.
But with everything that's happened since then.
Yes, I do believe it. I believe there's more to it than MLB is letting out, and I don't think they're doing it because of the union.
I agree. I think there's more to this than Major League Baseball is going to allow. I think they want to make this clean and neat, and it's not clean and neat. Sammy Rubes, you got to put a lot of money down. Do you put it on the Astros did use a buzzer, did not use a buzzer?
I think they did use the buzzer, and I think the piece of evidence that convinced me the most was watching the video of him running home. And if you can read his lips, maybe you can, maybe you can't. It really looked like to me that he was saying, don't take my shirt off, don't take my shirt off, as he was about to touch home plate. And that's enough for me. Yes, all this other stuff has done it too, but since I saw that video the first time, I've been like, this is it. They used the buzzer.
But I'm too shy. He's just a shy boy.
I'm too shy.
He's just too shy. You know, you have to know this about Jose Altuve. He's easily ticklish.
I'm too shy.
He's just so shy. Do not take off my jersey. I'm so ticklish. No, 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 please. No, no. Bregman, he tickles so well. No, please, Verlander, stop tickling me.
I'm too shy.
I'm just so shy and ticklish. I cannot. No, 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 please. No, no, no. No. Those are my ribs. No, 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 no.
I'm too shy.
Please. I hit home run. Please do not tickle me no more. I don't know why my Jose Altuve has turned into Mango from SNL. When we come back, we are stunned. Tua News, DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Good value, big upside.
Tom Brady does not do any autograph signings in San Mateo, his hometown.
Is that right?
And that's not very nice.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
It is not very nice.
Screw the Patriots. Screw everybody now that I think of it.
23 minutes past the hour. DA with you here on CBS Sports Radio.
I loved how you destroyed them beautifully.
I am so shy.
I'm too shy.
Just so shy.
Oh, yeah.
It's a giggly Thursday here on the show, courtesy Jose Altuve and Sheila from the Bay Area.
Yo, what you doing? I don't know what you doing. Oh, I know, bruh.
23 minutes past the hour. DA with you here on CBS Sports Radio. This weekend on CBS, the PGA Tour features a field including Tiger Woods and the top five golfers in the world competing at the Genesis Invitational Saturday and Sunday, 3 Eastern, noon Pacific, only on CBS.
CBS Spectacular, yeah!
Check out the PGP, the Permission Granted Podcast, the show about the show within the show. You can download that. All places the podcasts are available, including radio.com, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, and other places. This week, we delve into the origin of dessert coordinator Brad Heller's love affair with his half birthday.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning. And we also discuss the vitriol heard and seen from producers behind the scenes towards Mraz. He has been out this week on paternity leave.
Au jus.
And the rest of the staff here behind the scenes, the other producers, have really come out swinging to defend their cause. You know, I'm so sick and tired of people criticizing Target for having this slightly inaccurate sweatshirt of Minnesota. Okay. Everybody can make a mistake. Who's perfect out there? So what? A couple of Twin Cities area Target stores sold a sweatshirt that was maroon and gold, the colors of the University of Minnesota, had the logo of the University of Minnesota on it, and it said Minnesota Badgers. Okay.
I am the epic fail.
You know, could happen to anybody. Who hasn't walked into an Ann Arbor t-shirt store and saw the Michigan Buckeyes?
Me.
Who hasn't walked into a Philadelphia area sporting goods store and seen a green t-shirt for the Philadelphia Cowboys? I mean, this stuff happens, guys. And who among us is perfect? Okay, so the Gophers and the Badgers happen to be blood rivals. Okay, but ever watch Animal Planet? Discovery? Nat Geo? Badgers, Gophers, Gophers, Badgers. Upper Midwest, they're small woodland creatures that if you got them angered and perhaps if they had rabies could do some damage to you. Or at least your garbage. The Minnesota Badgers, the Wisconsin Gophers, they all play for an axe and a bucket and an old oak and something. I mean, people killing Target for this, you know, get off your high horse. Frankly, I'd want a Minnesota Badger sweatshirt. I've always said there's some really lucky kids somewhere in a third world country wearing Buffalo Bills Super Bowl t-shirts, Super Bowl champion t-shirts. I want those. I will gladly trade you real Super Bowl t-shirts for fake, inaccurate Super Bowl t-shirts. I mean, you know, for me, my New York Mets lost the 2015 World Series. I want a New York Mets 2015 World Series champions hoodie. That's what I want. And there is some lucky kid in Indonesia wearing that right now. I know this. Because, you know, they have to print all these things up, and then they end up with all these t-shirts that Americans wouldn't buy, or people that actually know the outcome of the score in the game wouldn't buy. And so then they ship them to places that need them. And I always said, hey, hang on. But can you just keep one back for me? Just one. Like, I want a Warriors t-shirt from when they gagged away 3-1 to LeBron. That's the NBA Finals I want from the Warriors. Like, I want Atlanta Falcons Super Bowl champions. And it should say on it 28-3. As though the game just stopped with about 5 minutes to play in the third quarter. That's the t-shirt I want. The Patriots won a billion Super Bowls. That's no interesting. That's not interesting. You want 2007 undefeated Patriots. That's the t-shirt I want. So, okay, yes. There were 22 t-shirts or sweatshirts that apparently were available in 4 Minneapolis stores. Okay, yeah. Somebody has to clear the design. Somebody has to green light it. And somebody has to actually print them up. And then somebody has to actually ship them. Somebody has to actually hang them on the store shelves. Somebody has to apply the price tags to them. Okay, I get it. There's a lot of levels of security this needs to get through, clearance, to finally get into the store shelves and say Minnesota Badgers. Okay, fine. All right. Dozens, hundreds of people missed it. Okay, but still, I'm all in on this. Really? A Green Bay Vikings hoodie? Gimme. okay? I want it. I want all of this. The Texas A&M Longhorns? Who doesn't want that hoodie? Give me all 22 Minnesota Badgers hoodies. I personally will wear them in good health and good conscience. 855-212-4CBS is the phone number. 855-212-4227. And on Twitter, DA on CBS. Hemsky in Tucson tweets, the longer I listen to the show, the more drops that are saved, the deeper my brain falls into show drop abyss. That actually is a real thing. I have talked about this before. Oftentimes I will go home and just talk in drops. And my wife will be like, what do you even mean by that? And I'll just be like, I'm just a shy boy.
I'm too shy.
You know, somebody will bring up, like, where we're going to end up eating. And I'll be like, oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Somebody mentions that there's a rain cloud, or there's a rainstorm coming through, we're going to have some precipitation. I'm like, oh, a little wet, a little drippy.
Pardon me, my foot. I'm a little wet, a little drippy.
You know, I'm watching the game. Bourbon Bell grabs the remote, flips it over to Shark Tank. I'm like, wait a minute.
Now, wait a minute.
Happens all the time.
You weigh yourself nude or you weigh yourself clothed?
I never say that. That's not a drop that I use.
College poops.
That's Mariah's reminiscing. His favorite times in college were in the bathroom.
Potatoes.
Sometimes the Chick-fil-A drive-thru line, I do say, waffle fries, the potatoes. I never use that sound. No, Pete. No, that's not what
he's not the man or the bear. I wanted to lick the cream right off your cheeks.
Again, these are all things I don't say.
How could it happen?
That I do say, and my dad said that at dinner the other night. How could it happen because of that drop?
How could it
happen? How could it happen? Don't think that I don't say so many emotions on so many different levels.
So many different emotions on so many different levels.
Yeah. I like a nice firm ball.
Again, I don't say that. Pete's finding all the ones I don't say.
Murder of crows. Murder of crows.
I have sang that, yes. Murder of crows. Murder of crows.
Oh, valid points.
Not everything is pixie sticks and Dixieland.
As the old saying goes, you know. Brad Heller is in with your headlines this morning, and he has a stun to a news. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning, DA. This report is sponsored by Geico. Whether you rent or own, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work, so get a quote at geico.com. Easy. NBA, the top two teams in the East head into the All-Star break with losses.
Harris runs down the miss and the longest winning streak in Canadian sports history comes to an end here in Brooklyn as the Nets end the Raptors' 15-game winning streak with a 101-91 victory.
Chris Carino with the call, WFAN Nets Radio Network. The 91 points, 30 points below what the Raptors were averaging during this win streak. They shot just 38%. And are now 40-15. The Bucks are 46-8. Their winning streak ended at 5 with a 118-111 loss to the Pacers in Indiana. Giannis sat this one out, missing a second straight game for the birth of his first child. Luka Doncic returned for the Mavericks after missing 7 games with an ankle injury. 33 points, 12 rebounds. Mavs beat the Kings 130-111. The Lakers now with a 4-game lead on the Nuggets in the West after a 120-116 overtime win in Denver. Anthony Davis, 33 points, 32 for LeBron. In a triple-double. Damian Lillard strained his groin in the Blazers' 111-104 loss to the Grizzlies, an injury that will knock him out of All-Star weekend.
I mean, obviously that's, you know, something that you look forward to, those festivities and having fun, but my health is first, and I knew right away, like, that wasn't going to happen. I'll still be there and be a part of it, but I'm not going to be able to play, so. But hopefully, you know, Devin Booker or somebody like that will get the spot.
College basketball, Georgia Tech ending Louisville's 10-game winning streak, the final 64-58 in Atlanta. Kansas scored the last 9 points of the game in Morgantown to beat West Virginia 58-49. Astros players are expected to address the sign-stealing scandal in a news conference at West Palm Beach this morning. Hockey, the Bruins beat the Canadians 4-1 as David Pastrnak had his fourth hat trick of the season. He now takes over the league lead with 41 goals. And now,
it doesn't take much to surprise this bouncing baby boy.
This is honestly the most stunned I have ever been on the show to a news.
The DA show is stunned to a news.
There have been a lot of Florida stories, I understand, almost, in stunned to a news.
Almost all of them.
Almost exclusively. So we're going to change it up. We're okay. Going to go West Coast. We're going to go to Nevada. This is a story that is near and dear to my heart because growing up, I failed my road test the first time because I could not parallel park to get my driver's license.
That feels like a common reason to fail. Like
right.
Everybody has kind of a...
I definitely wasn't the only one.
Horror story with parallel parking.
Well, the Nevada Department of Motor Vehicles has eliminated the parallel parking from the driving...
Really?
From the road test. One of a few states to do it. Florida's actually one of them.
Of course.
Of course, because Florida's ahead of the curve in everything.
Honestly.
Well, California, Colorado.
There are no rules in doing anything in Florida.
Oh.
Basically, they just say you should wear a helmet because who knows if your car's going to fall apart.
I ran over 3 cones and still passed the test.
I mean, that's traumatic growing up. Like, I have a late birthday anyway, so I tell everybody I'm finally getting my license. I can't parallel park. I hit the curb just a little. I fail, and I have to show up to school the next day and be like, yeah, and make up some kind of excuse. The weather was bad. I don't know. A bird got in the way. I don't know.
I'm not one to belabor the whole participation trophy generation thing, but this does feel like a make things easier for kids, doesn't it? I mean, parallel parking is kind of important. I parallel park consistently still as an adult.
As a city driver, you do. Now, to be honest, people that don't live in the city probably, they may never do it. They have driveways and parking lots.
Yeah, no, but I mean,
it's a skill you should have, though. I agree.
There's always a street with some metered parking in every small town in America.
Well, one of the reasons, because of advances in technology now with the backup cameras and parking assistance. So that's one.
That's true.
But officials also said this is expected to reduce the number of repeat visits by drivers. So apparently everybody at the DMV is so miserable that they don't want to see people more than once or twice.
So it's just streamlining it.
You know what? Like, listen, if we just eliminate it, more people are going to pass. We don't have to see him again.
This is slightly terrifying because there's already so many bad drivers on the road.
Terrible.
I mean, really horrible drivers.
Yeah.
And so what we're doing here is the DMV is saying, hey, we're understaffed. We're taxed. Let's just get people in and out of here.
People don't want to be here, so let's just have them not come as often.
We don't want them here. We don't want to be here. Just get them on the road.
Yeah.
So no parallel parking in Nevada and multiple other states.
And some driving schools apparently have stopped teaching parallel parking altogether. That's a problem.
So that's pretty amazing. So there is a generation of drivers that will never know how to parallel park.
No.
And, okay, it is true that there's a lot of cars now that assist in that, but it might take you a really long time to save up to own one of those cars if you are a young person in
exactly.
this job market.
It's not exactly, you know, a Ford Focus is going to roll out with all the technological advancements that, you know.
And you'd have to buy a new car. You couldn't buy anything that's more than 5 years old if you want that.
Yeah.
So everybody under the age of 18 needs a Tesla, basically, to drive themselves.
Basically.
Okay. Thank you, Brad.
Thanks, D.A.
When we return here on the show, Kevin Durant obviously has been out since his injury last year to the NBA Finals. When would we see him back on the floor next? Could it be not next year with the Nets, but over the summer in Tokyo? We'll explain next. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
This year like last year, the best is right here on CBS.
It's the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Happy Thursday to you, everybody. Thanks for joining us here on the show. You can always watch us at watchda.com. Remember, that's available on any device for free. On your phone, you can watch us. Yep, for free. No cable provider needed, no subscription fee. Just go to watchda.com and watch every morning. You can also watch us as in terms of our best clips on YouTube. Go to YouTube and search CBS Sports Radio. I am laughing because NFL Network is running a story about Jameis Winston undergoing LASIK surgery to repair his nearsightedness. And in their video, their B-roll, as they say, that's the video in TV that runs silently as you talk over it. It's pictures of Jameis Winston squinting.
And that's a W.
There is something very funny about watching Jameis Winston squint in slow motion. There's also something very funny about thinking that all of his problems are now fixed in terms of throwing interceptions because he got LASIK.
How many people want to eat a W tonight?
I mean, the guy has been the most turnover-prone machine in NFL history, both throwing interceptions and fumbles. And imagine if that is just corrected immediately because he got LASIK.
That's a W.
Like, did he never realize that he was seeing perhaps blurry individuals or ghosts that weren't actually there when he was trying to throw to Mike Evans?
That's even one. That's a W.
I like this idea that suddenly Jameis Winston becomes the most efficient quarterback in the NFL because he had LASIK. Oh, that's all it took. Oh, man, awesome. Well, the guy that threw 30 interceptions in a season and 5 in one game, the guy that 6 times this year threw an interception on his first pass of the season, all it was he, you know, he needed glasses. Who knew?
How many people want to eat a W tonight?
I mean, you know, maybe something that you might want to check out when he was the number one pick in the draft or suddenly, you know, at the end of his rookie contract. Imagine if, like, next year Jameis Winston signs with a different team and throws for 35 touchdowns and no interceptions, and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are like, if only we had a better optician, if only we had a better eye doctor on staff, we could have gotten that Jameis Winston. Something tells me that that's not going to solve his turnover problems. Last night, the Toronto Raptors were in Brooklyn to take on the Nets, and they were on a 15-game win streak. 15 games. A 15-game win streak, which is pretty amazing. And the Brooklyn Nets found a way to win, and of course this season they've been without the services of Kevin Durant. This was an interesting conversation that popped up on the broadcast last night. Here was Ian Eagle and Richard Jefferson on Yes.
Looking forward to the opportunity to playing in the Olympics, playing in Tokyo. And I'm going to be really honest. I would not be surprised if KD's first basketball games were with USA Basketball.
Really?
Yes. Would not be surprised.
And what are you basing that on?
Well, I just, you know, again, you don't want to make any assumption on his injury or him coming back. Obviously, Sean Marks has said, hey, we're playing this season, and whenever Kevin Durant is ready, he's ready. So they're not putting any pressure on here. But, you know, there is a, I think that if he doesn't play this season, I think there's a good chance he could play internationally versus waiting till the following year.
And you think that's a benefit?
I think it can be a benefit because shorter minutes allow him to get acclimated against some lesser competition, controlled practices against great players. I think it's something that could really benefit him if he doesn't get the opportunity to play this year.
Yeah, if I'm a Brooklyn Nets fan, that would really upset me. That would really get my blood boiling. You know, I don't think anybody thinks that Kevin Durant is healthy and not playing. I'm not saying that, and I don't think anybody should be calling Kevin Durant soft. The guy tried to come back last year, probably against the best inclinations, probably against what really was the healthy thing for him, which is to sit out the rest of the NBA Finals. He came back trying to compete for his team when it mattered most and ended up getting re-injured and perhaps, I mean, who knows, compromising his long-term health, and who knows how he'll be coming back off of the injury. So this is certainly not some type of criticism on his toughness or something like that. But for Kevin Durant, the Brooklyn Nets went ahead and gave you all of the money knowing that you're going to redshirt this season, knowing that they're going to give you guaranteed dollars this year not to play. And the Nets are not pushing you, prodding you, poking you to come back. They're not publicly questioning whether you should come back. They're not publicly questioning your rehab. You should not be playing for free coming back off that injury. You should only be coming back for the Nets. Now, this is not an anti-Team USA thing either. I mean, I think playing for Team USA is awesome, and I think that playing in the Olympics is a total privilege, and all of those guys that get to do it seem to get a lot out of it. So, you know, Kevin Durant wanting to, desiring to play in the Olympics, I totally understand. But if you are coming off a significant injury like that in the NBA Finals, something that could compromise your health long-term, something that, you know, is a question mark. I mean, there's got to be some question about whether he will be who he was before that injury. You can't come back and play for free. You can't come back your first time back playing for Team USA, because the fact of the matter is, while Richard Jefferson mentions that it would be limited minutes, shorter minutes, unlike playing in the NBA, you don't have the Brooklyn Nets team doctors. You don't have Sean Marks. You don't have the front office with you every step of the way in Tokyo telling you, well, we think this is smart, but this is not. You don't have that. And so if you are Kevin Durant, having signed a contract with the Nets, and they have taken the risk of giving you guaranteed money, not knowing what type of player you will be after the injury, hopeful that you will be the same player, but not knowing, if they're going to take the risk of that, you've got to do right by them first and foremost. And I know that the Olympics is a chance to be with your buddies, and it's a chance to play for your country, which is great, and it's a chance where it expands your brand internationally, and all of these guys love that, that they're a big deal in other countries and foreign markets and have a whole different consumer base. But that, if I'm a Nets fan, would bother the hell out of me. I've got no problem, and I think any Nets fan should, having Kevin Durant sit out all of this season. No problem in KD not suiting up for you until training camp of next year, preseason of next year, and not playing in full games until next season, October, November, etc. But what you don't want, what you can't have, is KD playing in games in August for Team USA when, could you imagine if he gets injured in the Olympics? Could you imagine if he goes down again and it's another year out that it didn't even happen when he was playing for the Nets? You know, you can't have that. So Richard Jefferson, look, I think he knows something. Jefferson is a former player. He's around that team a lot. I'm sure he's had conversations with somebody to make him believe this. He's not just throwing this out there. The KD could come back to play in the Olympics before next season. So I'm sure there's something there, but you can't have that. KD cannot do that to the Nets. Hit me up on the phones at 855-212-4CBS. Twitter, DA on CBS. In this game, Kyle Lowry said that they had played like zombies, the Toronto Raptors, and that's why their 15-game win streak came to an end. I said, well, it kind of reminds you that we're out of the zombie peak. The thing has kind of died down a little bit. No more Walking Dead and all of those movies about zombies, etc. Zombieland, video games. Rob the 321 tweets at me, DA, the zombie thing has not died down. Speak for yourself. My daughter says and wanted to tell you that the Disney Zombies 2 comes out tomorrow and that zombies will never die. Well, yeah, that is the definition of zombies, that they do not never die. They do not die. However, Disney Zombies 2, when he sent me the picture of this, whatever this movie is, looks more like a Gap Kids commercial with bad eyeliner. This is not the zombies I'm talking about here. These are just like regular high schoolers that seem to have a little bit of goth makeup on. I'm talking about the zombies that are crumbling and eroding from the inside and falling apart and basically have appendages and limbs that are being dragged behind them. I'm not talking about a bunch of like hot teenagers that just have a little bit of eyeliner. That's not the zombies I'm talking about. That zombie market apparently is alive and thriving. When we return here on the show, Will the radical three-batter minimum rule that baseball has instituted this year help the sport survive? DA, CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.